village, there is a tablet upon which is inscribed Bo Si Juan in Chinese and the village of the Persians in Farsi script.
The Sino-Iranian
cultural ties have been very rich since the bygone era. And the same holds true now. Silk Road linked the two countries, and now one could safely say that the traces of Persian impact on China's culture are vividly detectable in many areas.
In 1994, the provincial government, by people's demand, erected a Koshk memorial
in Persian style, comprising a corridor, a well, a plaque, a pool, and flower pots.
In order to reach Bo Si Juan village, we set out on the Yangju Road to see some signs of the past. After several hours of driving, though, despite reaching the village, we failed to find the registered signs, as if they had not survived the ravages of modern times and had completely vanished.
In China, the majority of classical Persian literature has already been rendered into Chinese, and translators are now busy with contemporary Iranian poetry. The Persian village chronicle is carved in stone on a memorial tablet in Kushk, the translation of which follows. The village of the Persians. In the distant past, the Persian village was known as Jushugah. As of the Tang Dynasty era, Iranian merchants traveled a lot here and enjoyed the people's respect and lived peacefully alongside them. In a year of torrential rain, a Persian trader led the people in repelling bandits and criminals, and in this way, he saved their lives by sacrificing his own and showed his bravery in this way. The enemy threw the hero's body into the river, and the water took in the bloodied body of the brave man. The ruddy waters became the symbol of the hero's selflessness and gallantry. The people then laid him to rest near the village and named Jushugah, the Persian village. Since then, people have been remembering the hero every year by observing the Porse ceremonies. Dear listeners, the word Bo Si in the Chinese language does not have any other meaning than the ancient land of Persia. Other than the village name to accentuate the hero's memory, the river too has been named as Bo Si River.
the late 9th and early 10th centuries, and concurrent with the Samanian dynasty rule in Iran, relations between China and Persia experienced great expansion. In light of the fact that in this period the Farsi language had been vastly prevalent in Central Asia, this language also spread to China, mixing with the people's lives.
Many years have passed, and the dust of history has settled on the ancient village of the Persians. Today, it is rather difficult to determine exactly when the village was named. No material document as having been left by the Persians has been discovered yet. However, epic tales and cultural phenomena connected with the history of that martyred Persian hero linger on. It is amazing how, despite the passage of centuries, the village's name hasn't been changed, and there are still distinctions available, such as Busi Restaurant, Busi Inn Barber's Shop, and Busi Clinic. In China, there are five foreign religions that were brought here and which all are related to Iranians. For instance, the Buddhist religion was introduced to China by a Persian prince of the Parthian Empire whose name was Ashka. The Buddhist sacred books were translated into Chinese in that period. After the Buddhism, the religion of Mani, or the Manichaean Crete, also the Nestorian faith entered China by the Persians. And Muslims, I mean Islam, came here during the Yuan, that is the Mongol era. It was in that period that many Iranians came to China and settled here. In the Mongol period, Persian became an international language on the Silk Road. In the Mongol rule too, there was a special chamber whose official documents were all translated into Farsi. At that time, Persian was the official tongue, and all documents would be prepared in a Farsi version too, in addition to Chinese or Mongolian.
With the propagation of Islam throughout China as a new religion and people's familiarization with it, the ever-increasing usage of Farsi as the language of the new religion gained prevalence. The unity between the new faith and the Persian language was reason enough for new converts, especially of the learned and erudite, to consider learning Farsi too, beside Islamic religious principles. This elevated Farsi to a special status due to its rich mystical literature. of the uncovered works from the ancient city of Gaochang in northwestern China, a Chinese merchant's letter in Farsi has been found, which speaks of the Persian language predominance among the people of that region.
Farsi among Muslims now is dominant. But as people all converse in Chinese, Persian can only be found as words in their lives. A word or two might be found in a whole sentence. The five daily prayers in China are all named in Farsi, although with Chinese pronunciation, like the morning prayer, Namaz Banda, the other or afternoon prayer, Namaz Digar, the evening prayer, Namaz Shamu, and the nighttime prayer, Khuftan.